From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Here is your call to Mexico City, senor.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Macklin, Department of Civil Air Transport.
Hi, Mac.
Dollar, what have you learned in Acapulco?
Not very much, I'm afraid.
But you said you were following the girl down there. Marvel Terrence.
Yeah, and a few others who might have had a hand in the explosion aboard Flight 6. Beneficiaries of the insured on that flight.
What others?
Ramon de Lagos, whose wife died in the crash. Don Serrano, her brother. Bill Blakely, whose business partners were aboard.
Well, have you and Gino learned anything from them? From the girl?
Not yet.
But you said she might know who caused that explosion aboard the plane.
Right, and she promised to talk.
Well?
Your little helper, Gino, and I just pulled her body out of the surf down below the hotel here.
Johnny? Murder?
Yeah.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Acapulco, Mexico, to the Home Office Guaranteed Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Flight 6 matter. Expense account, final page. Item 12, $1.80 for the phone call to Mac Macklin in Mexico City. I had to get Mac out of bed to tell him what had happened. That Marvel Terrence had been murdered. That somebody had silenced the girl around whom the whole case had seemed to center, since Flight 6 had exploded in midair 3 nights before and carried the passengers and crew to their deaths. Mac was shocked and offered any additional help I might need. But he had no new information at his end, and it was obvious now that any answers would have to be found right here in Acapulco. As I hung up the phone, Gino Romero came rushing in from the hotel terrace.
Señor Dollar.
What is it, Gino?
A prowler is out on the hotel grounds. The police car has got to block off the road at the bottom of the slope.
Good, come on.
The stairs are over this way, señor.
Right with you. A little light wouldn't hurt anything down here.
It's no time. This way, into the brush, is footpath.
All right, lead the way.
Over there is only 100 feet to a cliff. The other side is the road for the hotel. Here is the only place anybody can go. It's down this slope.
Yeah, but there are plenty of places to hide.
Si, senor, but it's a matter... Oh, wait. Huh? Listen. Listen.
We could hear someone moving through the jungle growth a few yards away, moving swiftly but cautiously. Then a sudden silence. Whoever it was, it also stopped and was listening for Gino and me. We waited for the fugitive to move again, straining our ears, trying to tag the location. Seconds passed. Then a slight rustle ahead of us. Gino nudged me and we slipped quietly toward the sound.
Parece hombre.
Get your hands up. Well, well.
Buenas noches, Señor Dollar.
You seem to be quite a night owl, Don Serrano.
Not ordinarily, Señor. The circumstances which place me in this rather awkward position are not usual ones, I assure you.
You were up there prowling around the hotel. Why?
I was looking for my unmentionable brother-in-law.
Ramon de Lagos, why? What made you think he'd be here?
I went to his hotel. He was not in his room. I knew he had not been able to see Miss Terrence since she had spent the evening with you. So I assumed he might be waiting for her here, at her hotel. And my assumption has, of course, been proven correct.
Did you see him?
No, but I heard the police discussing the murder of Miss Terrence. It was obviously Ramon's handiwork.
Still after him, huh?
My feeling about Ramon is not a secret, senor.
Nor his about you. So why did you go to his hotel?
To kill him. Why else?
Time was running out. So we took Don Serrano back to the hotel to the police. One very important person hadn't put in an appearance. Gino went down to Bill Blakely's room, knocked on the door, then opened it with a passkey and went in. Blakely wasn't there. We searched the room.
The bed has been sleeping, senor.
Yeah, I notice. But for how long, that's the question.
It's possible he was wake up when the senorita screams before she escaped.
He might have been. He must have dressed. His pajamas are there on the floor. I wonder.
Quién sabe if it was a quarrel of lovers, the jealousy. He did not like it when the senorita was go with you tonight.
I don't think it's that simple, Gino. Let's get this bag open, have a look inside. Maybe we can... It's not even locked. He seems to have been traveling light.
There on the top, senor.
Yeah, I see.
What is it?
Box of .38 caliber cartridges spilled open. And that piece of oilcloth. He had a gun packed in here. No, it's gone. He got up, loaded a gun and left, took the gun with him. If it was before the scream, that's one thing. But if it was afterward, then...
What are you thinking, senor?
I think we'd better take the police with us, get over to the Hotel Caleta and check up on our third suspect.
Ramon? But Don Serrano said he is not there.
Don Serrano could say anything. I think we'd better get over there, Gino, and do it fast. The clerk said room 34. That's the second door down.
Si.
Let's go. Ramon. Ramon.
Who is it?
Johnny Dollar, open up. Watch yourself, Gino.
Si.
Come on in, Dollar.
You're Blakely.
Yeah. Better hand over the gun, Blakely. You won't get a chance to use it now. The police are out in the lobby.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Ramon didn't show up, huh?
I wish he had. That's all I was asking, just one clear shot at him.
Are you sure he's the one who killed her?
Sure enough.
Did you see him?
No, but he's the one. She was scared of him, Dollar. She told me earlier in the afternoon, before you got down here to Acapulco.
Told you what?
She said Ramon had followed her here from Mexico City, that he'd been acting strange. She said she was glad I was staying at the same hotel, that she didn't want to see him or talk to him.
Yeah, it figures all right. It checks with what she said to me last night. If she'd only given me a little more to go on.
She was a real great kid, Dollar. The greatest as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
As soon as I realized what had happened, I loaded my gun and came here to wait for him. I figured he'd try to get back to his room. But he didn't show. It's too bad. She was a real great kid. And I'd have died for her if she asked me to. I loved her. She was the...
Here, are you, you sad idiots?
Come on, Gino.
Si, senor.
Ramon had been spotted. He started to enter the hotel, saw the police, turned and ran. He was armed with a pistol. He'd fired a shot at one of the police officers and then jumped over the balustrade and disappeared into the dark curve of Caleta Beach. The police cars quickly threw a cordon along the bayfront street and blocked off both ends of the stretch of shoreline. For the moment, Ramon was trapped somewhere on that beach. He tipped his hand now, and he was desperate and dangerous, and he had a gun. Gino and I went out on the beach after him.
There's many places to hide here.
Not for long. They'll have some more police here within a few minutes. Come on.
It's maybe better we wait, senor. I do not think Ramon is planned to be taken alive.
I can still see that girl, Gino, lying at the foot of the cliff.
Si, senor. I remember. I spit it.
What is it?
There by the water is... No, I am wrong, senor. It's only a boat pulled up on the sand.
Yeah, it's a paddle boat.
I think it's better maybe we separate, senor. I look in the pavilion, the cabañas. You stay close by the water. In this way, we are have him between us.
Good idea, Gino. But you've got the rough end of it. Take care of yourself.
Si, senor.
Well. Not much cover along the shoreline here.
Do not move, senor. Do not make a sound.
Well, Roman, so you were hiding behind that boat.
I have nothing to lose now, senor. If you make one move or try to call out, I will kill you.
Yeah, I think you would. All right, then, what comes next?
This boat. You will push it into the water, but be very careful. If you make any noise, even by accident, I will kill you. Quickly now. Hurry.
Relax, Roman. You don't have a chance anyway.
We will see. Careful now. Be quiet. Good. Now get in, quickly.
Sure.
Take the paddle, head out across the bay, and be very quiet, or I will kill you.
All right, Ramon. You're just wasting your time. They'll have a police launch out here within 10 minutes.
I do not think so. They will not go.
Quiet! Quiet! One more sound from that paddle, and I will shoot.
Marvel Terrence. Why did you kill her, Roman?
She made me crazy. So beautiful. And with so very much money.
I thought she would be most easy once Maria, my wife, was dead.
Then it was you who blew up the airliner in order to kill your wife and have a clear field to go after Marvel.
Marvel did not know I was married, and Maria was going to tell
her. So you sabotaged a plane and killed her, along with 10 other innocent people. And what happened tonight? Did Marvel turn you down?
He said she was suspicious of me, and she was going to tell you about it in the morning. And she said she was falling in love with you. She made me crazy.
I wish you had got back into that hotel, Ramon. I wish you'd got there before I did, while Bill Blakely was still waiting for you with a loaded gun in his hand.
Be quiet and paddle faster. We must get farther up the coast in order... What is that?
Police launch. What did you think? I told you you didn't have a chance.
No, they could not get here so soon.
Well, I forgot to mention the fact that they'd already phoned for one.
And then they do not know yet we are out here. Good. Keep paddling. Quickly.
He half turned his head to look back toward the launch. I took a chance and swung the paddle. His shot went wild, and he didn't get a second try. I caught him back in the air, and he dropped like a log. The police located our boat a few minutes later and hauled him over the gunwale and into the launch. And that should have been the end of it. But none of us realized Ramon's insane desperation. He'd only been pretending unconsciousness. On board the launch, he snatched a gun from one of the officers and tried to take over the boat. He didn't have a chance. He took a full volley of shots from three police pistols square in the chest. Expense account item 13, $312.20. Hotel and incidentals in Acapulco and Mexico City and plane fare back to the States. Expense account total, $608.10. End of expense account. End of report. Remarks? I'll never see another sunset now without thinking of her somewhere out beyond it. I hope she doesn't feel alone anymore. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Remember, there'll be another intriguing story for you beginning next Monday night.
Next week, a dead girl comes to life in a case that's packed with lies. Yet every one of them comes true. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Virginia Gregg, Ben Wright, Edgar Berrier, Don Diamond, Russ Thorson, and Jack Moyles. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.